My name is Frank Lawrence Boucher. My number was 1438838, and I am nearly 95 years of age. I joined the RAF in early spring 1941, aged 19, and Marine Craft in early autumn 1944. I trained for flight mechanic at Morecambe in 1941, as fitter at Blackpool in 1943, and marine fitter at Corswell in 1944. I was posted to Scotland, England, Northern Ireland, Wales and Holland. I served on whaleback number 158, then a Hanson Dorset 187, and lastly long-range naval MTB, ex-naval MTB 019. I served at the following. At Cardington, where I joined in 41, kitting out at Blackpool 1941, Morecambe in 1941, square bashing and flight mechanics course. Longtown Gretna, Green, on single engine trainers, then fighter command at Castletown near Thurso with Hurricanes and Spitfires on 167 Gold Coast Squadron with Rolls-Royce Merlin engines. The whole squadron moved to 12th Group at Ludham, Norfolk for 6 months, then to 11th Group at Hornchurch for only 2 days, filling in bomb craters. The whole squadron then moved to West Hampnett, satellite of Tangmere in Sussex, and re-equipped with cannon for shooting up German tanks, etc., on the French roads. As half the squadron was shot down, it was removed to Woodvale in Lancashire, and Dutch crews replaced us, making it a completely Dutch squadron. We were paraded before Prince Bernhard and dismissed. Posted back to Blackpool, Squires Gate, on a fitter 2E course, and after passing, I was posted to Chedborough in Suffolk on short Stirlings, which, funnily enough, also have Rolls-Royce Merlin engines, 4 in number. After 6 months, I spotted a notice requiring volunteers for ASR. I applied and was promptly posted to Marston Moor, Yorkshire, on Halifaxes. These were radial engines which were new to me, but after a few days I was posted to Corswell near Stranraer on the fitter marine course, and after passing that was posted to Galston in Norfolk and spent the next 9 months on the North Sea, day and night on square search. The boats I was on were a whaleback, number 158, then a Hanson Dorset, 187. When the European War ended, we were sent to Den Helder, Holland, on the same duties. Whilst there, I was posted to Calshot for long-range duties in the Pacific War. But fortunately, when that ended, our two boats were sent to the Western Isles. We set out up the Channel and into the North Sea, stopping at Blyth and Aberdeen. going through the Caledonian Canal, stopping at Fort William and Oban, and arriving at Beaumont, Isle of Islay, spending the autumn and winter shooting up mines, but really meant to be saving any Americans shot down, or any Americans in downed liberators, taking them back to the States. Finally, in spring of 1946, we returned the boat to Calshot, stopping at Londonderry, Larne, Douglas, Holyhead, Fishguard, Biddeford, Newlyn, Torquay, Calshot, and were finally demobbed in May 1946. I was lucky to meet some great characters, such as Fortune Fowler, skipper of 017, which, like us, was posted to the Isle of Islay. He was a tramp skipper and a real old sea dog. Our skipper was Jeff Budden on 019, a young ex-pilot and fearless. I remember us rowing him out to a mine washed up on the beach, which he climbed on top of and disarmed. I had good friends Knocker Knock on the Whaleback, and Andy Coleman on one of the Hanson Dorsets. Knocker was a very experienced fitter and helped me a lot working on the Napier Sea Lions, which I knew nothing about. Andy Coleman was a friend of mine from the Marine Fitters course, and we met up again in the middle of the North Sea on our way to and from Den Helder in separate boats. Food in the surface was generally poor, but one meal I remember was a feast of herrings we caught at Den Helder in the mouth of the Zuider Zee and cooked fresh. As I was in the engine room, I did not see rescues happening, only the aftermath of live or dead being transferred ashore at Galston. On our fitters course, I was drilled in to us to use our caps in case of an engine fire, and this happened to me. I was up in the undercart priming a Halifax when it occurred, and I beat out the flames with my cap until the rest of the ground crew were able to get the extinguishers working and the aircrew out of the aircraft. I was told I would be awarded a mention in dispatches by the flight sergeant, but instead I was posted the following day to Cornwall on the Fit and Marines course. That's life.